Cindy, you were the first president 20 years ago?
20 years ago, I was the first president of the Friends of the Library.
How or why did the group get started?
You know, it was 20 years ago. I don't remember exact details, but I do remember I came from Burlington, Iowa, and there was a strong Friends of the Library group there. And I think I was just talking to the people that were interested in that, and it didn't take much persuasion. And I remember Arlene Harhan and I kind of talking about that. And I wish I had better recall, but it just went on its own. It didn't take much persuasion, maybe a little explanation, but it just was needed, and people in this town recognized that and were happy to support it and go with it. And somehow I got to be president because Charlie Morgan thought we needed young blood. And I think what we really needed was someone that had more of a knowledge base about organizing a group. But lots of good support and a lot of people that understood how to get something organized and obtain bylaws and everything. So I was a figurehead.
Kate, how large is the group today?
We have about 150 households who are members, so not just individuals. And we're administered by a board of which I'm president, and there are 11 members of the board.
All right. And this is different than the library trustees who were voted into office in April. This is a separate organization.
That's right, and it's very confusing to some people, but the library trustees are elected officials, as you said. They run a taxing body. It's a very important position. They have they hire and fire people. I compare them to the school board. We're more like the Bomber Booster Club.
Okay. And so what exactly does the group do today?
Well, our mission, written way back when Cindy was president, is to promote the interest and welfare of the library as a cultural, educational, and recreational asset to the community. What we actually do are many things, all designed to support the library. We maintain the grounds of the library, so we have a committee who rakes and plants, and we support several reading groups that meet every month. We supply free books for travelers to the train station. So there's a book rack at the train station. People are encouraged to take books that they want. We deliver library books to nursing homes every month and pick them up and exchange them out. There's a column of locally written book reviews that appears in the local paper several times a month. We have a beautiful newsletter, and we make a lot of contributions to purchases made by the library.
Cindy, does that sound different than what the organization did 20 years ago? I guess has it expanded and evolved over the years?
It certainly has. In the beginning, we had our first book sale in 1994, and we made $600. I think at the last Heritage Day book sale, you might have made over $5,000 or $6,000. So same kind of idea, generated a lot more money today. We started book clubs. We had the same mystery and great books book club. But we didn't take care of the grounds like you're doing now. And we had a What Are You Reading column that myself, like Kate, kind of spearheaded and got into the newspaper. So that's kind of funny that we're still doing the same thing. So basically, we're kind of the same, but I think we've certainly reached out a little bit more and become more integrated into the community. So I think that's I think we had a good beginning, but I'm glad to see that it's grown into something else, too. So,
Now, I know there is yet another group that is in charge of the fundraising campaign for the addition to the library. But do you guys know how much money has been raised to date?
I'm not sure, Kate. Do you know that?
The last I heard was about $600,000. Now, that is maybe a month old, mm-hmm. so hopefully it's grown.
So this week on Thursday, you're going to have a celebration of your 20th anniversary of the group Friends of the Library. Can you tell us about it, and is it open to the public?
There's a dinner held at the Country Club that is open to all members of the Friends of the Library. This year, we have invited the original board and the original members of the Friends of the Library from 20 years ago to be our guests. Reservations are closed for that now, but John Hallwas, the local author, is going to give a presentation after the dinner on the history of the Carnegie Library in the United States. And his lecture begins at 7 p.m., and that's free and open to the public.
All right. Why do you think it's important to have a group like Friends of the Library? I guess, why would you tell someone to join, Cindy?
Well, like Kate said earlier, we're like the booster club for the library. We can bring in some extra things that in tight times aren't in a library budget. And I think that's really important. And it gives people a way to get back to the community. And what is better than supporting a library? And it's many opportunities for people of all ages and incomes to visit and be a part of. I just think that any extra funding or any extra projects we can do for the library just makes it that much of a better place to be and a bigger asset to our community.
I had mentioned earlier some of the activities that the Friends do, but we also, our main thing, of course, is to give financial support to the library. And I'd like to say a few things about that. The Friends have been responsible for a lot of furnishings in the library. When the new elevator was added, what was that, 10 years ago or so, the major redecorating had to be done, and the Friends did that. They were responsible for redecorating and modernizing the children's room. Their financial contribution helped purchase the library annex, which is across the street from the library, which gives a little additional space. One of the things that the Friends has been very responsible for is increasing the number of audiobooks that we have. We buy audiobooks and now ebooks every month to supplement the library's collection. We help with the children's summer reading program by allowing the children's library staff to purchase little extra goodies and things for the children. And we've even contributed money when the Gates computer grant needed matching funds from the library. The Friends contributed money for that. So many very practical, visible support mechanisms.
If someone wants to join the group, how can they do so?
It's very easy to do so. Mm-hmm. There are membership forms at the library. They're also available at most of the book sales. There's a library, Friends of the Library website that gives information about the joining. An individual membership is $10 a year. And because of our year runs from April 1st to March 31st, in conjunction with the annual dinner and the National Library Week, family memberships are $15. And, of course, there are other levels supporting and sustaining. And
what's the, what's your next big project for the Friends of the Library?
Our biggest project ever, I think, has been supporting the capital campaign for the addition to the library. A while ago, when the library first became involved in searching money for this, the state informed the librarian that probably 80% of the donations for the capital campaign would come from one or two or four or five sources. So far, the Friends of the Library have been the largest single donor to the capital campaign. We're very proud of being able to support that effort.
And you're still holding out hope, perhaps, that one or two larger corporate contributions will be made?
We hope so.
I hope so. I hope someone steps up and does that. That would be a wonderful contribution.
All right. Anything either of you wants to add about the 20th anniversary of Friends of the Macomb Public Library?
I think that current members and the current board are very indebted to Cindy and the other people who had the foresight to start this organization and the discipline to see it through all the hard, boring parts of composing bylaws and working through all that, because it's a very fun, practical, useful organization.
I just want to add, when I looked at the membership from back 20 years ago and I think about the members today, a lot of them are the same people. I mean, we have new people, but that sustaining group has been integral to the success of the group. The people that really believe in the project and in the organization. And with new and younger people coming on board, I think it's a real compliment to the citizens of Macomb.
And Cindy, I take it you're still a member?
I am a member.
Are you on the board?
No, they asked me a few years ago, but when my kids were in high school, I'm on the Bomber Booster Board and the Band Booster Board.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a senior in high school. So in the next couple of years, I might look to where I want to refocus my volunteer efforts. I will say, when I look back in the notes, I was president in 2001 again. They must have been combing the woodwork for that. I was on the board in some position after the presidency.
Okay.
But so it's certainly a worthwhile organization, and from what I can tell, still fun people to be around.